We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Now, back to Stymie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Stop it, 49er fans. Stop it. Stop it right now. I don't want to do this, and you don't either.
No.
By the way, Gooch, you have your you got the Twitch numbers in front of you?
No, I'm having a little technical difficulties, Donnie, but Monday I'm going to be ready for you.
All right. In case you don't know, we're now streaming live on Twitch and YouTube Live. Go to twitch.tv/957thegame. And youtube.com/957thegame to subscribe for all the latest comment. And you can actually see your boys. You can see us working. Busting hump, actually. 49er fans. Stop it. Stop it. George Kittle. I can name you five tight ends with better hands than George Kittle. Don't do this. You know it and I know it. Travis Kelce. Mark Andrews. Darren Waller. Darren Waller doesn't have better hands than Kittle.
I ain't mad at that.
Thank you.
One, but I ain't ready to
I'm going to throw Hunter Henry in there. And just to make it five, I'll say Dallas Goedert.
How you doing on fantasy? I'm out. I ain't making the off.
Seven and five. I think I'm going to win this week.
What about his former Iowa teammate, TJ Hockenson, out of Detroit?
I like Hockenson. I like him.
Noah Fant, Denver,
Pat Hiermuth, Pittsburgh.
Let me tell you something.
Shout out Dalton Dallas.
God, we forgot our guy in Buffalo, Knox. He's twice as good as Kittle.
The big tight end.
Some people, they get upset. Steiny, shut your face. Kittle has stick'em hands. You better have stick'em on him. Ah, boy. You excited about tonight's game, Goo?
I'm super excited, and the reason I'm super excited is Steph has a score to settle. And, you know, we love you, Steph, but what if somehow, Steiny, he gets 14 points? What are we talking about? The basketball world, like his Bridges all of a sudden, you know, so there's so many branches to this, but I expect, honestly, I didn't like how you, Guru, you made up that number. I really think he's going to do what Jordan and the Kobe's, Reuben Patterson, the Kobe's stopper, and then when Kobe would see him again, he would just put him through the
Reuben blender. Patterson.
Yeah, Reuben Patterson.
I'll tell you what. Let me
Steph is going to go off tonight, Steiny.
Kyle Pitts?
Okay. He ain't doing nothing. Gronk? I got him on my fantasy.
Gronk?
He's been hurt. How about you stay healthy?
How about my man Gesicki?
Oh, stop. Hey, George Kittle has been doing it longer than a lot of those guys, Steiny. I'm telling you, your boy's a badass, man.
Yeah, great blocker. Great blocker. You know what I would do? If I'm Shanahan, you know what I would do?
What would you do?
I think I might move him to tackle.
I'm not entertaining it.
Come on.
Yeah. That's your stand-up material.
Come to think of it, I might use Kittle and Juszczyk as offensive linemen.
I'm telling you, when this switch does happen to Lance, the biggest beneficiary will be George Kittle, man.
Wait, say that one more time.
Your boy's going to use him.
Say that one more time.
When they make this quarterback change this offseason – biggest beneficiary will be George Kittle because he'll have a quarterback with a rocket arm.
Yeah, I can't wait till Trey Lance starts throwing those Randy Johnson fastballs right into Kittle's face.
I was listening to Colin Cowherd today, Steiny. Peter King was on. He said Jimmy may stay with the Niners. I'm like, yeah, that ain't going to happen, Pete. Yeah.
I haven't done this all week. Guru, Lance's just not ready. He's just not ready.
It's a good Friday today. Man up and say what you want to say. That's what you do to me.
All right. Well, let me get this.
What about Clay on the boat?
Yeah, okay.
Wiseman.
Actually, I'm sorry. It wasn't Wiseman. It was Kuminga. So Clay Thompson's doing an IG live conversation on Instagram, and I guess Kuminga jumped in. Take a listen.
What a beautiful San Franciscan day. I'm going to work. That's where I'm going. JK, get off my live, you freaking clown. God, Kuminga's not no rookies on my live. Kuminga, get in the gym.
So I guess Jonathan Kuminga was however you communicate through those IG things.
Take my bags, rookie. You still think they do that, the hazing?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Go get donuts.
Well, actually, I shouldn't say definitely. I don't know. They did back in the day. In fact, that was one of those things that I always thought was kind of interesting, the dynamic between Steph Curry and Monte Ellis. I know this is going back in time, but so when Monte was a rookie, Monte Ellis, he came onto the team with, you know, Steven Jackson and Barron.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, those guys put him to work. They put him to work. Put it that way.
Some sticky, icky stuff.
I'm talking about made him do stuff and get him stuff and run around. When Curry was drafted, they really didn't have, like, Jackson was on the team, but he'd already asked, he wanted to be traded. And, you know, Monte was on the team, but he wasn't really like a leader. So nobody really messed with Curry. Like, Curry didn't have that. He didn't have the same rookie experience as Monte Ellis. Let's put it that way. He didn't have to go through some of the crap.
He didn't have a Charles Oakley who was slapping Scottie Pippen on camera.
Yeah, kind of. I think
Oakley was a bad dude.
I think that was the case. Absolutely. What do you want to talk about here? Niners or Warriors?
You know what? I want to talk Warriors, Donnie, because again, I'm telling you, like, Steph's, what's he doing right now? Getting rubbed down or what have you, but there's probably more meaning on his scoreboard because of what Bridges supposedly did locking him up. And for Eddie Johnson to say that on our airways with the guys this morning, Steiny, I just don't see how – I go Mount St. Helens, how we just don't see an eruption tonight from Steph.
I mean, he's one of the best at bouncing back after a bad game. Like Rick Barry says, great players don't have two bad games in a row. And we'll see. I mean, I like the Warriors' chances tonight in a big way. What was I going to say about Curry. You said, what's he doing right now? I would say he's probably either
208.
What's that?
No, I said it's 208 the time.
Yeah, so I'm going to give you some insight here. I will he's probably finishing up a little lunch, getting ready for his pregame nap. Mm-hmm.
A nap this close to the game?
A lot of players they have a shoot around at 10 or 11.
No way, Steve.
What are you kidding? Oh, my gosh. I would say most NBA, I mean, I can just tell you the way it was 8 years ago. Yeah, you have a shoot around at 10 or 11.
Okay.
Then it's over in an hour. So it's noon. You get a bite to eat. It's 1:30. And you take a little nap from 2 to 3:30. 1:30 to 3. 1:30 to 3:30. Oh, yeah.
Where's the adrenaline going? I mean,
you're waking up 4 hours before tip-off. You got plenty of time.
I hit the weights, Steiny.
And that's why you go 0-16.
Well, you're true.
I don't think they're – and I might be wrong on this. I'm not sure they're lifting before a game. You know what I mean?
But see, I'm the type that would, Steiny, just, you know, some push-ups or something to get
And you know what? And that's kind of what Jimmy Jackson used to do. Jimmy Jackson would lift weights before games, so he got a little glaze going, and then his muscles were bulging. Yeah. While he was warming up, he would comb his hair. He put some cologne on. I'm just telling you.
Scotty, that's really what your boy would be doing.
Yeah, he.
That's yeah. Hey, Tony Braxton liked him in Dallas. Remember him? Him and Kid got into it. One had to go.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure there are a lot of. You know what? I'll revisit that with next time. By the way, I think in the next couple of weeks, Goo, we're going over to the Warriors practice facility, do a show.
Oh, I gotta go shopping.
For what?
Some gear. A little
Wait.
Sport coat. You don't never know who you're going to see, Stein. You know what I mean?
Oh, I thought you meant you needed to go shopping for Warriors gear so you can wear.
Oh, no, oh I got okay. my jacket. Yeah.
Oh, so you're going to get dressed up? I'll tell you what.
You're going to get dressed?
Just because he's Joe Lacob and just because Steph's Steph. But I'll put a collared shirt on. How's that?
Well, there you
I'll put a collared shirt on for those guys. Yeah.
All right, I'm excited.
Yeah, I am too. 888-957-9570. Warriors Suns tonight, 7 o'clock. You can hear Warriors Live start at 5:30 right here on 95.7 The Game. 888-957-9570. What are you expecting tonight out of the Golden State Warriors? They're coming off an 8-point loss on Tuesday. The Phoenix Suns played a heck of a ball game. They defended Steph Curry extremely well. We know how Curry reacts. I don't think it's going to be all Curry, though, tonight, because I think Wiggins obviously is going to play better. I think Draymond's going to play better. And this is going to be I think we find out more about the Suns tonight than the Warriors. Because if they hang in there tonight or they win tonight, I think then you got to say, dang, you know, the Suns are going to be, you know, Suns are an issue for us. Doesn't mean we can't beat them, but we're going to have to play real well to beat them. And I just think we know what we're going to get from the Warriors, and it's going to be a real solid effort. So to my way of thinking, I think the Warriors are going to come out and play hard and play pretty well. And so if you're telling me that's happening and the Suns can hang in there or even win the game, that would tell me a lot about the Suns. I don't anticipate that happening, but, hey, you never know. You never know.
I'll say this. To the caller that court-martialed me earlier about me saying that Phoenix wants this streak over, that was taken out of context. Nah, to me, Stani, Phoenix playing with house money. They beat you already with the half where Booker didn't play. So you can't miss what the Warriors, you can't miss what you haven't had all season. Now, I don't want to do Monday's show, but, Stani, I would tell you, I would really be, and I'm going to ask you your thought process on if somehow Phoenix came in here without Booker for four quarters after already beating the Warriors, and it would be their first two-game losing streak of the year, would you just say, oh, Goo, it's Phoenix? Or would that change your whole mindset about did we crown them too quick? And I'm not saying that's where I would go. I'm just looking at the tea leaves like, okay, what do we know? The Bridges is getting flowers thrown his way, and the Phoenix defense because they had a good showing and they stopped Curry. But if that were to, you know, rear its head again tonight, I got to feel like Phoenix is like, we're not afraid of the Warriors. So it's almost more important that the Warriors get this dub.
I don't think Phoenix is afraid of the Warriors. I think Phoenix has the mentality of, like it or not, we made the NBA Finals last year.
No, man.
And we were up 2-0. We blew it last year, so we're on a mission. I don't think Phoenix has any fear of the Golden State Warriors. But I do agree with you that I think now I thought Tuesday's game was more important to Phoenix than it was to the Warriors, and I think tonight's game's more important to the Warriors than Phoenix.
Now let me ask you why you because I wasn't with you, Stani. Why do you feel like that game was more going into that game? It was more important to Phoenix. And the reason I'm saying that is I'm kind of fixated on what you just talked about, which are facts. Phoenix was in the finals up 2-0.
Because the Warriors were going into the game without Clay, without Iguodala, and they were going on the road. So if the Warriors had gone into Phoenix on Tuesday and beaten the Suns,
I get it.
Everybody would have just started dismissing the Suns. I think, and saying, look, the Suns aren't in the Warriors league. They couldn't even beat them when the Warriors didn't have Clay or Iguodala. And, okay, so they did beat them. And not only did they beat them, they ended up beating the Warriors without having Devin Booker in the second half. Okay, so now fast forward to tonight. If the Phoenix Suns can go into Chase Center tonight without Devin Booker and having played last night.
No way. Right. No way.
That to me would be a very impressive win for the Suns. And I'm just looking at last night's box score between the Suns. I mean, Mikal Bridges played 41 minutes.
How about Kapaul?
Chris Paul played 33 minutes. Ayton played 33. And besides that, I don't think it really matters. But yeah, their big players all played 33 or more minutes. So,
and what are we at now, Steiny? 18 straight?
18 straight. That's the other thing. I mean, the Warriors, they got to want to end this winning streak.
Right. No,
I mean, they really do.
I know I would, right.
I mean, Draymond said he wanted to do that before the last game.
Tuesday.
So,
yeah,
we'll see. We'll see. But it's going to be a fun night out there tonight at the Chase Center. And then I guess what? San Antonio's in tomorrow? A little back-to-back against the Spurs?
Okay. They had a big win. Who'd they beat?
They stink.
They just beat some Portland.
Portland stinks too. You know what?
What's abdominal neuropathy. Is that what Dame has, or what, is that what he was diagnosed with? Like abdomen neuropathy or something? I ain't a doctor, but yeah,
that's not a
thing. Sound good, Stunny.
Yeah, we'll get the
some sort of abdominal strain though. You are right, Goo.
My wife's saying you don't have neuropathy in your stomach. Well, why did they say it?
Well, neuro, by definition, is your brain.
Lower abdominal tendinopathy is the official.
Tendinopathy. Oh,
okay.
Tendinopathy.
There we go. Yeah. All right, lower.
People here say it's one guy says Steiny's officially gone off the deep end. Another guy saying, Steiny, you're a troll and you're out of line. What am I trolling about?
Steiny, you are one pathetic
That's
loser.
A fact, Ross.
Wow.
I said I think the Warriors are going to win tonight.
So, hey,
stop putting words in my
Vegas.
Mouth. Dub Nation. I like the Warriors
that's
tonight.
Dude, they got no Booker. Come on. And now they know there's no Booker. They're going to make adjustments. I kind of wish he was playing. I know I wish he was playing. You know what I mean?
I think the Warriors probably wish he was playing too.
Right.
Marco. Marco's in Novato. What's up, Marco? How you doing, man? What's going on?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Dynamite.
Look, I just wanted to say, I think we're going a little off the deep end with, like, overanalyzing the last game. Look, we had no Wiggins wasn't at anywhere near 100%. He wasn't himself. And Curry had the worst night of his life, right? I think all things being equal, these two teams are going to battle it out for the rest of this season, probably through the playoffs and maybe into the finals. I just think it's going to be a great game tonight. This is what, you know, the NBA should be about, not what the other 26, 27 teams are looking like right now. So let's just enjoy it and have a good time with it.
I'm with you, Marco. I'm absolutely
like
with you.
Yeah. We're ready to go.
I mean, we're not making too big a game out of Tuesday. Because what came out of Tuesday's game wasn't necessarily that the Suns beat the Warriors. It was that these two teams are the best teams in the Western Conference, and that seemed to be obvious if you watch Tuesday's game. So the Warriors have a little they have a little measuring stick here against the Phoenix Suns.
And Steiny, I told you I went FOE. I felt like, and some people outside the Bay Area can get mad or disagree. I don't care, but the Warriors have been so impressive. And not making the playoffs last year, some would say, how dare you put them on that pedestal? But they were just cleaning clocks of teams. They looked smarter because they were with the way that they played and shared the ball. And you got Dre and Steph, Steiny. I honestly was convincing myself they didn't have an opponent. And that's what came out of Tuesday's game is they do got a FOE, a foe. It's the Phoenix Suns. And why is it just now dawning on your boy that they are a foe? Because they were just in the finals. So this excites me. Steiny, my wife making steak and shrimps.
Oh.
Put the S on the shrimps. Yeah.
What kind of steak?
Porterhouse.
Oh. Are you going to watch it? Are you going to have that during the game?
Shasky hooked this up. Yeah, during the game, yeah. I like to eat early and late.
You know, courtesy of Harris Ranch Beef, I'm sure. Delicious steaks.
I knew I messed that up. Yeah.
Yeah, you were here. Were you here the day that you might not have been here the day that Shasky brought in two coolers full of meat?
Yeah, he took care of me.
You know what? Just to tell you.
Guru was out that Friday. There's a lot of steaks.
Oh yeah, there were, Goo. Goo, how about this? And I'm sorry to say this, but we had so much steak. I took so much steak home, I gave it away.
Dude,
I gave it to my boy Dana.
Oh, my God.
Because I'm on.
And I'll never forget Nahegan, our boss's email, bring a cooler. I'm like, for what? And then I wasn't there. That hurt.
All right. This is some great news for the Warriors. This is, put this in the back of your mind for tonight's game. This was Steve Kerr yesterday on with Ratto and Damon.
The fact that we had yesterday off and then a good practice today gave our staff plenty of time to look at the film. It gave us plenty of time today to talk to the team and to go through some things on the court. You know, so we should be well prepared for tomorrow. It's still not the same level of preparation as for a playoff game, obviously, but I think where this game falls, it's about as prepared as you can be for a regular season game.
Ooh.
Wow.
He's raising the stakes for the Warriors, to tell you the truth.
And you know what he said? They've been in the lab. That's where the coach has been in the lab, Steiny.
Yeah, I guess they have been in the lab. But I think the one thing they got to do is they got to just play with a little more effort. Because it felt like the Suns were the aggressors on Tuesday.
And I think the Warriors took for granted, Steiny, just, I can throw this over to Steiny. It's all good. Now they know the intensity that the Suns are playing with on D, or they were reminded, and I think they'll be more crisp tonight.
Here's what Steve Kerr said yesterday about Steph Curry's performance on Tuesday and what to expect from him tonight.
Everybody that we play has a plan for Steph. There's going to be a big physical defender on him. There's going to be help everywhere. People are going to blitz him, trap him, switch on him. He's seen it all. And I think the key the other night was that Phoenix really didn't make mistakes. You know, generally speaking, when you throw a lot of people at Steph, you're going to make some mistakes at time. And I felt like Phoenix was really disciplined and did not make many mistakes at all. So give them credit and we'll have another crack at them tomorrow.
So there you hear Steve Kerr. Once again, he was on with Ratto and Damon yesterday doing his weekly hit with them. And he basically, again, praising the Suns defense on Tuesday. Can they do it again tonight, the Suns? And I don't like. Here's how I feel about tonight's game. I mean, Steph's not going to go 4-for-21 again, but if Steph Curry goes 8-for-22, okay,
yeah,
then I think you got to say, huh, because then they have turned him in a little bit into a volume shooter. And I do think, and I think we can all agree, Steph Curry usually plays very well after he doesn't play well. He doesn't have two bad games in a row, or at least two bad shooting nights in a row. So I get it that a lot of people feel like, Curry had a bad game. Well, then he should, if Curry truly had a bad game, then he's going to have a real good game tonight. But what if he's just okay tonight? Or what if he just goes, 9-for-23, something like that, with a kind of a line that we're not used to? Will anybody give the Suns respect if that's the case?
Oh, there's no doubt, Steiny. And the voices or the whispers will get louder. I don't know if it's going to be, I'm going JD. What's it look like? But if Bridges to the naked eye is obviously bothering Steph Curry, Steiny, I'm going to say, forget Dellavedova. The first time in his career since they're playing back-to-back in his regular season games, if he was to have that stat line, can you remember a time or a team that kind of took Curry out of his game two games in a row?
Well, how come you mentioned Dellavedova?
I threw him out because that was the fun. You know, that kind of ended up being a joke. Even though I know you bring up the numbers – Like, I know Dellavedova had no antidote to stop Steph. That was just that the basketball gods just made that happen, and we had fun with it. I never participated. But I'm talking about if his line is not what it's normally at tonight, Steph, you would almost be a hater to not tip your cap to Phoenix and their defense on them.
I kind of agree. And again, it doesn't mean that Curry might not go for 45 on Christmas.
Right. Yeah, but it's a head scratcher. It would be. Yeah.
I'm kind of with you. From the 406, Steiny, your boy Shanahan is currently wearing a beanie in his press conference. Thoughts? That's from Romulus. You know what? Beanies are A-OK.
No doubt.
Beanies are A-OK. But it's chilly out there today in the Bay.
Could we have a head cold, ear infection? You want to cover your, you know?
I think beanies are
A-OK. Put a hat backwards, grow up. I wanted to call him Zimmer. Who's my boy? You know
Mike Zimmer?
My guy. You know, the dude last night from Dallas. Quinn.
Oh, Quinn. Yeah.
Turn your hat around.
By the way, just FYI, there's somebody on the text line that said, you guys, if you're really upset about a guy wearing a backwards hat, you guys got a lot of problems, this, that, and the other thing. I'm kind of kidding. Although, you know what? I'm kind of kidding, but on the other hand,
man.
Hey, Dan Quinn, grow up. 51.
You think Dan Reeves wore a hat backwards?
Thank you.
He treated it like he was getting married.
Somebody said
the institution of coaching.
Oh, I know what I want to throw out there before we break to 49er fans. Evan, our producer, was saying, or was it Evan? I think it was Evan. Evan said that apparently Bill Walsh
in 1988 wore a hat backwards. I can't find it. They won that game.
I need that to be proven to me. If somebody's got a photo or knows that Bill Walsh wore a hat backwards, I'll eat my hat, to tell you the truth. All right, coming up on the other side, I see the phone lines are starting to pop. Starting to jam up here at 95.7 The Game. We'll take your final thoughts on the Warriors-Suns game. Biggest game at the Chase Center this year. I'm dubbing it that way. Therefore, it's official. And once again, revenge time for the Warriors. They host the Suns. Dubs are looking to get back in the win column. Phoenix with an 18-game streak. Tip-off, 7 o'clock right here on 95.7 The Game. Warriors live. That begins at 5:30. It's all presented by Xfinity Sports Zone, the ultimate sports hub. Experience. Monster Sack.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, this segment sponsored by BioNTech and Pfizer. 209 coming in on the text line saying, dumb thing to ask. What? What did I ask? Which thing was dumb?
Or could it be what I asked you?
What did you ask me?
A few things since 12.
Right, but he just sent a text, so it must have been something recently, I would think. Am I an idiot? I got no problem with it. You know, there's things called a five-minute fool and a lifetime fool. You don't want to be a lifetime fool, so it's not a bad thing to ask a dumb question if you have to. It's more important that you get the answer. Mm-hmm. A couple things. Goo, I'm going to a little company party tonight to go to with the partner.
Oh, wow. I was going to be like, not our company. I didn't get invited. But
no,
yeah,
ours got pushed back.
Yeah, ours got pushed back. I was very disappointed to find that out.
Ours has been pushed back to, I believe, early 2022.
Right, about the same time as James Wiseman's return date.
Wow. Look at you guys. Stoney, what you wearing? Not that.
No.
Okay.
I'll wear a
collar shirt,
my black jeans.
Backwards hat.
The only ones that fit me right now. And I'll wear a collared shirt, and I'll probably put a jacket on.
There you go. Jacket with an open collar.
Am I excited?
What city is it in, if you don't mind?
It's in the city.
You know I'm random.
It's in San Francisco. Okay. It's actually down somewhere near the arena, Chase Center. And you know what I have to do? We have to take a COVID test before we go.
With your vax card?
My two vax cards, yeah. So I
got
to – but here's the thing, real quick.
You got two.
Yeah, I got a regular and then I got the shot and then the booster. Yeah. But no, I got to take a test, COVID test. What are the COVID tests you kind of take at home? Or you still got to put that thing up your nose?
Yeah, it's just a swab, though. It's really easy.
Okay.
We had to do it. We took a little Benny to the Warriors.
They don't have you sit down anymore. I had to do mine standing up. It was weird. He goes, we don't have you sit down anymore. I go, what?
I mean, You see some of those swabs, they're sticking it up toward your like
frontal lobe.
I can't be doing that.
And some do it rough. Can you be gentle? Damn.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Because you're having a bad day. Come here. I don't like that.
Couple other things. Sources say that Bill Walsh once wore a backwards hat in 1988. And if anybody can confirm that,
I tried to find.
I'm all ears on that one. We're talking about Dan Quinn wearing a backwards hat. That's a no-no for a head coach.
The main takeaway of that game, though, Steinie, was your boy Taysom Hill. He stinks.
And he keeps getting paid.
I'm saying he stinks.
I kind of like him. Steinie, speak on it.
About $10 million per interception, I believe.
Oh my!
I tell you
goodness.
What, that team needs to get better route runners. That's what that team's problem is.
I'm like, I ain't seen these many interceptions since the Garoppolo practice.
Oh my guy, Evan and Spinoni want to know if visors are okay. Yes, visors are okay to wear.
Ask Matt Patricia about wearing the backward hat with the damn pencil in the ear. How'd that work out for him?
Well, it worked when he was the defensive coordinator, but not as a head coach.
Right.
There's difference. There's layers to that, Steinie. Right? If you're a coordinator, you're allowed to. That's fine.
All good.
Right. I wouldn't, but.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, I guess you are allowed to wear a backwards hat if you're a coordinator.
No, you know what?
I'm going to take that back. Only if you're an offensive or defensive coordinator of a winning team.
Well, Dan Quinn is the defensive coordinator of the Dallas Cowboys.
Not last night he wasn't.
He was the interim head coach last night.
Well, Although, you know what?
He didn't get credit for the win.
That's right,
he
won.
On his ledger.
He just gets credit for wearing a hat, stupid. Let's go to Antonio in Oakland. Let's hear how the Warriors are going to win tonight by 64 points. What's up? Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, good. The Warriors are going to win by 10 points.
10?
We have about 42. He'll be 15 for 22. Yeah, the Niners and the Warriors are going to win by 10 points.
Oh, okay.
You know, tonight, Warriors, Sunday, Niners. So
how many drops for George Kittle on Sunday?
How many drops?
Yeah.
Probably one drop.
One.
Eight catches, one drop.
Eight?
4 yards.
Look at Antonio.
Did he say eight catches?
Yeah, he did. Steve Young.
Okay. When's the last time George Kittle had 8 catches in a game?
Oh, Steiny, stop. It was a couple weeks ago.
I don't think he has. I don't think he's had an 8-catch game this year.
Cut the man a break. Just say he has hands and lost this.
I think you've lost it. If he better have 8-catch game this year, or you're wrong.
Of course he
doesn't. Let me guess. He had 7. Wow.
Damn it.
Boy.
Well, 7.
He was hauling
8.
Him in
Come
that
on.
Game.
Yeah. Well, 7's you
not
know, he's
8.
Working with less at quarterback position.
He's working with less.
Bart Starr back there.
He's working with less. Bart Starr was a great runner, Goo. Great runner.
I know who Bart Starr is. He's a legend. Right. Yeah.
Let's go to Leroy. Leroy's in Oakland.
Our guy.
What's up, Leroy? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? You know you guys are my favorite, man.
We
Paul
do.
McCartney and Stevie Wonder. Ebony and Ivory, baby. You too, man. Listen, I just
like
want to say this.
Piano keys.
The Warriors can beat Phoenix tonight if we get more from these 5 players. And that's Otto Porter. That's Bialyza.
Wow.
That's Chioza, right? And that's Gary Payton. Now, I want to say that if you look at last game, they all combined, like those 5 guys combined, like played 87 minutes and only scored 33 points. That's not going to cut it against a good team, Steiny. So no. We just need more from them guys. They got to come with it, and we'll be all right tonight.
Thanks, Leroy. Appreciate it.
I'm nervous, Leroy. Wow, Steiny. Wow.
I mean, Porter
Jr. kept him in the game, Leroy.
Yeah.
Like, what more could he do?
The others
aren't natural scorers, Steiny.
No, I know. I know. Porter was good. JTA was awful. That was his worst game as a Warrior, I think.
We're going to see Chorizo.
You like that, don't you? You know, Goo, I'm very sensitive about.
You balling now, Steiny.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I go many ways on that. the making fun of a guy's name. I wasn't
making fun.
Well, you just did it again, and you know that's not his name.
Yeah, that was a drop.
We're going to see Chorizo.
Oh, it was a drop.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't actually say that just now for the second time. Oh, okay.
Oh, you know I fixed that.
Well, then Spadoni is the one that's sticking it to Chioza. Somebody on the text line saying I look like Tatum Channing.
That's the classy of 2021.
You know what? If you're depending on Chioza for anything, you've already lost. He wasn't bad the other night. Come on.
Yeah.
He had like 4 assists in 9 minutes. Come on.
Leroy's asking those 5 or 4, because I'm leaving Porter Jr. out of it, because I thought he was great, Steiny, to have an out-of-body experience offensively. That ain't what it's about. 30 has to get him and show him you can't do. Steiny, they didn't run janky defense on him, though.
On who?
On Steph. That wasn't a boxing one that just made him have a bad. That was athleticism, anticipation. And they were balling.
I'll tell you what it was. Well, actually, I won't tell you what it was. I'll let Eddie Johnson tell you what it was.
When a role player struggles, people like, oh, he's playing bad. You know, they really shut him down. But when a star plays bad, people say, oh, he was just off. How does that go? I mean, like, no. In the real world, you would say if Steph Curry stepped in a gym and it was no defense on him, that he'd outshoot everybody, correct?
Exactly. Right.
So now, when he's not shooting well, it's because, he was just off. No, Mikal Bridges locked him up. And that's okay. It's no invincible person. Mike Tyson, we thought, was the most invincible human being when he stepped in the boxing ring.
Mm-hmm.
How he was knocking people out. And Buster Douglas knocked him out. You know, you can be stopped. And Mikal Bridges had a night against him.
There you go.
Oh, man.
I know that bothers you, Goo. It does.
He got the field goal attempts up because there's 2 ways to get locked up to where you can't, you know, Steiny, get the shots off. But Steph had the looks. They just didn't go in. So
no, he did
I
not. He did not have the looks. Stop saying that.
So if we interviewed Bridges and said, hey, how'd you stop him? You think he would sit down with us and say, hey, I did this or I did that? Or would a lot be, hey, I played my ass off, exerted energy that I have because I'm young, I use my 7'1 wingspan, but What I'm saying is, Donnie, is Steph missed. He didn't have a hand in his face every shot.
But
I'm not being a homer.
No, but he was never comfortable. He was never comfortable.
All right.
And he got a three-point shot blocked, which I've never seen.
That is the
from a center.
I'll never erase this game because of that. Like, wow. We never came up with anybody that's done that.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I got to say, we got Brian and Palo Alto coming up in 3 minutes.
You're excited.
I got a tease worth of tease. Let me see. 831, per Pro Football Reference, George Kittle has a higher career catch percentage than all of the other tight ends you mentioned, Steiny. Own it, son. No chance. No chance.
PFF, Chris Collinsworth?
Let me tell you something about Pro Football Reference. I have my own pro football rules, all right? When a ball hits you in the fingertips, you got to come up with it. I don't know what Pro Football Reference uses, but you know what? It's bogus.
Well, I also checked Pro Football Reference, and it appears that in 53 games, George Kittle has had 8 catches 6 times. That's not that many.
He's a stud, Donnie.
Yeah, he's
a
stud.
Blocking tight end.
Yeah, he's a stud blocker. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Well, I'd say he's the best blocking tight end in the NFL. I think by far.
Shade. You're throwing shade.
He's the best blocking tight end in the NFL, blocking for one of the best running teams in the NFL.
And
if you're going to take that as an insult, you know what? Learn some football and get back to me.
Okay, I'll leave you with this. The play in New Orleans was not him blocking.
Oh, God. We got to go back 2 years to find George Kittle's best play.
That'll define his career. That was one of the all-time greatest plays ever by tight end.
Stop. That was the worst.
Mark Bavaro was the worst
tackling I've ever seen in a clutch situation. I got 10 minutes to go. I'm not giving in on this today.
That was the worst tackle.
There's only one tight end in the NFL that has a better run blocking grade than George Kittle.
Dawson Knox?
Nope. I guarantee neither of you will ever get this, though. Well, the backup tight end for Baltimore Ravens. Do you know his name?
Yeah, it's the guy who backs up Andrews.
Yeah, good job, Spidey.
Who is this, Madoni?
Eric Tomlinson. There you go.
Yeah.
Eric Tomlinson.
So what does that really mean if he has that award? Like, you know what I mean? Okay, good job. But
let's go to Brian in Palo Alto. He's got a key to tonight's Warriors Suns game. What's up, Brian? How you doing, man?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Dynamite.
I've been a critic of Draymond in the past, but he's been great this year. He was awful on Tuesday. I'm not worried about Steph. Hopefully Tuesday is not indicative of a Draymond slide. But yeah, he had 5 turnovers. They had 22 turnovers as a team. He was terrible. I thought JTA was terrible.
Yeah.
On Tuesday as well. And I think if those two play a lot better, the Warriors are going to win the game. I mean, blaming the bench, come on. I mean, I thought the bench played relatively well. I think if you look at plus-minus numbers, the bench was the only group that had positive plus-minus. The starters were all in the big-time negative. So, yeah, I think Draymond has to play a lot better because I think Phoenix obviously doesn't respect his ability to score. They know that he's looking to pass and not score, and so they take away the passing lanes, and sure enough, Draymond was afraid of the hoop.
Yeah.
So I think that's the key for that. I expect him to play a lot better. So,
thanks, Brian.
Have a great weekend, gentlemen.
You too, Brian. Really appreciate it. Yeah, I'm looking at the plus-minus now. All the starters were negative, and Otto Porter was a plus 10.
Man.
Gary Payton Jr., plus 17, team high. And then you look at the Suns, and they had all their starters were plus.
What was Chris? CP3.
It was a game high plus 21, along with Mikal Bridges, the Curry stopper.
Now, what do you think? And we love Leroy. What would make you think him not to leave off Curry, Wiggins, who had back spasms, and Dre? Why didn't he go with that big three?
What? One more time?
Why didn't Leroy call with the big three on his list?
You know what? Honestly, maybe because he expects him to play better. Oh, we got Austin on the line. Let's get Austin on the horn.
All right, go ahead. Right.
Hey, what's up, Austin?
What's up, man? Hey, I got a quick question.
Hey, real quick.
What do you guys think about?
Austin, real quick.
Yes, sir.
Let me get something to you real quick.
Yes, sir.
You hear Eddie Johnson?
when a role player struggles, people like, oh, he's playing bad. You know, they really shut him down. But when a star plays bad, people say, oh, he was just off. How does that go? I mean, like, no, in the real world, you would say if Steph Curry stepped in a gym and it was no defense on him, that he'd outshoot everybody, correct?
Exactly. Right.
So now when he's not shooting well, it's because, oh, somebody, you know, he was just off. No, Mikal Bridges locked him up. And that's okay. It's no invincible person. Mike Tyson, we thought, was the most invincible human being when he stepped in the boxing ring.
Mm-hmm.
How he was knocking people out. And Buster Douglas knocked him out. You know, you can be stopped. And Mikal Bridges had a night against him.
All right, go ahead, Waston. Just all you, buddy.
Yeah. I tip my hat to Bridges. He was moving his feet. Other than that, what do you guys think about Looney taking a night off of being at the starter at the position at the center starting? Having Draymond start or JTA or Porter for tonight's game? Have Looney come off the bench?
To
speed the game up and see if AJ can keep up.
That would be foul trouble for Draymond. That would be too risky for me, Stani and Austin.
Yeah, I think, first of all, Kerr loves Looney. He does love
Looney. You can't blame Looney for that. That wasn't all his doing.
No, I mean, the other thing is you want to be judicious with the way you use Draymond at the five, clearly. Why did you play that long Eddie Johnson clip again? Oh, God, I'm having some fun. We're having some
it
fun.
It is good, but he's
we're
like,
having
it's
some
okay,
fun.
But
we're having some fun before the Warriors handle the Suns tonight. By the way, Eddie Johnson mentioned Mike Tyson. I told you this, Goo. I am just so into big boxing matches of the 70s right now. Let me give people a fight to look up on YouTube. Unbelievable fight. Ernie Shavers, Ron Lyle. Unbelievable fight. You got to check it out. Ernie Shavers, of course, one of the hardest punchers ever in the heavyweight division. And Ron Lyle spent many a year in prison for a crime.
You've been to a boxing match, Donnie, ever?
You know what?
I've been to one.
Which one?
I snuck in, true story, in my prime, Vegas, Tyson Holyfield. And that was the fight where Tyson bit the ear. And hearing their feet, they sounded like kangaroo on the canvas. I wasn't used to it. But Stani was incredible, and I got robbed of a beautiful fight ending in a decision because of Tyson.
Yeah, you know what? I was starting to lose interest in boxing at that point.
Why?
Because I think it was kind of all downhill after the, once we got to 1980, basically. Tyson didn't do it for me, believe it or not.
What about Fury, the other Tyson?
Who?
Tyson Fury, the guy that
what
beats
are you talking
up on
about?
My, yeah.
What are you talking about?
The current heavyweight champ.
Yeah, get the bike. Get out of here. In what?
You
in
see
boxing?
His body? Yeah, he looks like Jelly Bean almost. He just
Ron Lyle,
hella
George
tall.
Foreman. Yeah, that's a great one.
Butterbean is who you're thinking of, Go.
Who did I say?
He said Jelly Bean.
I'm thinking of Jelly Bean.
I'll tell you what, I'd love to be able to talk more boxing from 35 years ago.
But what about Howard Cosell in the Ali documentary? There's never been another Cosell, Stani.
Not even close.
I'm going to leave it there.
Not even close.
I
mean, the access he had to these guys was unbelievable.
But he
Ron Lyle, George
ass.
Foreman, that was a good one. I'm believing that one. Ron Lyle knocked Foreman down, and then Foreman just knocked Lyle down. If I'm not mistaken, Frazier versus Ali 3 was unreal too.
Joe Smoking Joe.
I'm not convinced that Ali beat Frazier 2 out of 3, nor am I convinced that Ali beat Ken Norton 2 out of 3.
Well, Frazier knocked Ali down. That's all. That's a win in itself.
Norton broke
that
his
iconic
jaw.
Picture where he's walking back to his ring, his corner, and Ali's on the ground. The greatest man.
I'll tell you what. Sad ending for Muhammad Ali. Boy,
Larry Holmes too. Larry Holmes too.
Actually, Larry Holmes was on the Ali documentary, and he sounded okay.
Well, after years,
Larry Holmes used to spar with Ali when Ali was young, and Holmes was younger, then he gave
Tyson doing good, though, Stoney.
Mike Tyson?
Yeah. You got the podcast. Yeah.
How much we got here?
Got about minute 20.
Minute 20. This wasn't in the 70s, but Holyfield Foreman. I'll tell you the other one I saw. I'd forgotten this. Jerry Cooney beat Ken Norton in 54 seconds. Jerry Cooney knocked out Ken Norton in the first minute of a fight. Riddick Bo Galata?
About Hearns Hagler, Stoney? Tell me you saw that one.
Yeah, I'm a heavyweight guy. What do you want me to tell you?
Well, you're a fight guy.
Nah, I'm more a heavyweight guy. Yeah. Heavyweight fight.
It's hemorrhaging right now. Yeah, that division's hemorrhaging.
Yeah, it'll never be the same. How much we got now, Spino?
Got 50 seconds. 50. You're not Mayweather.
And how are you going to watch the game while you're at the function, Stoney, with the misses? You going to watch it on your phone?
Good question.
Didn't the heavyweights used to be like 200 pounds?
A little more. 205.
Yeah,
a little
more than that. Offensive lineman.
He's
right.
Now like 260, 250.
I want to say Ali was, his fighting weight was about 218. He was about 6'3", though, too. Ali was tall.
Yeah, Fury Wilder. Those are some big dudes.
Oh, I got it on my DVR, Spadoni. Still incredible.
All right. Anybody good for Ratto and Damon today? I mean, I know they're going to take you up to 5:30 where Warriors Live is going to...
Ramona Shelburne. Whoa, at the same time. Look at me and E-Dog.
ESPN's Ramona Shelburne. I like her. She's very, very good.
Yeah. Also, Brian Baldinger at 5 o'clock.
Baldy at 5 o'clock. Yeah. All right. Baldy
Shark
at 5.
Eat.
Shelburne earlier than that. Warriors tip off at 7. Warriors Live at 5:30. And George Kittle. Whoo! Is he going to put on a show in Seattle on Sunday? I got him for 3 catches, 39 yards. All right. I'm just kidding. Go 49ers. See you next week.
Stoney, you are one pathetic loser.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.